Can I tell you something? I was going to tell you this off air.
Right.
But I want to kind of bring it out into the open with all of us here.
Oh, no.
The one that doesn't speak, and Laura. We've been noticing that maybe lately you've been not as interested in your job as you once were.
Right.
Coming in a little bit later.
Right. I'm just very busy.
I know you've got other irons in the fire these days, but...
Right. Why are you all shaking your head at me?
Right, basically, what we've done is we've advertised your job in the paper.
Why would you do that? So,
you have to see what's out there. You have to move with the times, don't you? There might be someone, you know, better, younger, you know.
We're the same age, darling.
Oh. you know what I'm saying? So,
no,
we asked people.
Now.
We asked people to do.
Laugh at me.
We set up a phone line and we asked people to do an audition.
For my job?
That's right. And you can hear some of those after 4:30. Some of them are really rather good. Be scared. Scott Mills.
Now, what am I meant to do? Oh, now I'm just meant to read this as normal, am I?
If you could, yes. Right, Modern Way and All This Love coming up next on Radio 1. Right, so we put an ad in a few newspapers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
The ad read, it was quite a simple ad, struggling DJ requires new psychic, apply within. And we left a phone number on there, we set this phone line up, and we asked them to leave an audition.
Right.
Just to see what we get, just to see what's out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the world of sidekicks. And a lot of people really, really want your job. We got hundreds of people applying.
I have a very
good
job.
It's quite a good job, yeah.
It's a great
job. You should be more
job.
Grateful.
I'm very grateful.
Now, if there's no one better than you, obviously, from all the auditions, then you can stay.
Right. That does sound very hopeful for me, to be honest.
Here's the first audition we got from DJ Cuban.
Good afternoon, London. This is DJ Cuban here from a rather uncomfortably hot Tuesday afternoon, overcasted. But don't fret, because in the background I've got a little bit of Mr. Van Dyke going. We've got a really good show for you on this weekend, rather today, with premieres of Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know if you've been there, but if you have, it was a really good show. I tell you what, Kira, have a lovely day. We'll be right back after a couple of these with more music that's correct, I like.
Oh, well, that was the audition for DJ Cuban there.
Feel that you could work with him?
I may be, okay.
This is DJ Cuban here.
Yeah, he sounds good to me. Okay. What are you mostly talking about at the moment, DJ Cuban?
Kira. Kira.
Kira, and what do you think about your new job?
I like.
You like, good.
Right.
See, I think it's gelling quite well together.
Okay.
Not feeling that?
I'm not feeling that, no, but, you know, if you are, then that's fair enough.
I think there's raw potential there. There's something we could do.
This is DJ Cuban here.
We'll be right back after a couple of these.
Kira.
I can do that.
Kira.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I know.
Cheryl.
Kira. Kira.
More auditions for your job coming up. We got loads. I was astounded by the amount of interest there was.
It's a good job.
This is Cassie on Radio 1. But first, some more people who want your job.
Right.
Hi, my name is Sonia, also known as Honey. Yeah, Honey, live on air. Okay, I had a rough night. Didn't sleep till 6 in the morning, but trust me, the party was kicking. You won't believe what happened to me. Okay, you got to hear this. I was approaching the stage in the club, and this girl all of a sudden came up to me and took my top off. However, when I think about it, I didn't really mind, as I had a really sexy bra on, and this tune, Sexy Love, was on, which made it even more intimate to bump and grind on. However, at the end of the song, the girl came back to me, and she gave me a French, and I thought, whoa, what is going on? What is happening? To which I assumed that it was a gay night. Duh. Ta for now. Mwah.
Oh, that was the live audition from Honey. See, you haven't got anecdotes like that, have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Watch your back, mister. So, in the last couple of weeks, we have put adverts in various papers all over the UK advertising for a sidekick for a struggling DJ. It was quite a simple advert. We put a phone number on there that you could ring and you could leave your audition on, and we got hundreds of people applying for your job.
my job.
This is just a bit of a kick up the ass for you, really. Because we have noticed you've been being a little bit slack lately, to be fair.
By doing what?
Just, I think you've lost interest a little bit.
I'm still very interested. I'm just a very busy man.
You know, you've been here a few years now.
Yes.
I don't want you getting complacent, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I still work hard, but I just have many things to do.
Where are you going tonight?
I'm going to a loaded party.
Right. What does that involve?
It just involves some food and drink, and it's called a lock and key party, whatever that is.
Good morning.
But I just thought I'd go and, you know, spread the Radio 1 word, message, something like that. Anyhow.
Got your special shirt on, haven't you?
I've got a shirt. Yeah, I've also.
Have you got your pulling pants on?
No, I haven't got my pulling pants on because it isn't that kind of party. But I've got an embarrassing.
What? It's a loaded magazine party, but it's not that. It's called Lock and Key, and it's not that kind of party.
No.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah. So far, we've had DJ Cuban and Honey, and they haven't had many fans really as replacement for you.
Right.
But I think this bloke could be very popular. Now, if the lovely listeners could tell us at any point if there's any one of these people you prefer, let me know on the text 81199 and we'll get rid of Chopper and get them on instead. Check this guy out.
Hi, my name's Leon Matthew Grant Campbell. I'm not gay, I'm not straight or bisexual, so it kind of means I can get on with just about anyone. Other important facts? Oh, I couldn't possibly watch a movie without popcorn. Sweet, of course. I don't mind if it's a little bit salty. Hey, hello, sailor. Okay, yeah, I'm a dancing, Thai boxing, yoga studying magician, and I love my mummy very, very much. I love life, but desperately want to be a vampire, and I think they're quite clearly dead, aren't they? And I love cheese. Cheese is great, whether that's cheesy music, cheesy sayings like, who's your daddy, or quite simply, cheese, of which Red Leicester is by far the best. And if you haven't already figured it out yet, I'm completely and irreversibly mad. Yeah. So God bless America, and can you please, please tell me whatever happened to Fraggle Rock? Okay, I look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye-bye.
So that was Leon's audition. If you prefer to hear Leon Matthew Grant Campbell on this show instead of a Chopper, then let us know on 81199.
We have something in common, actually, me and him. I like Red Leicester as well.
Brilliant.
Big fan.
Do you want to see the return of Fraggle Rock?
No. No, don't say hello, sailor, either.
Hey, hello, sailor.
Brilliant. Also, he did this.
I'm completely and irreversibly mad.
Now, as we know, generally, people that say
I'm completely and irreversibly mad
normally aren't that mad at all, are they? But if you'd like Leon to replace Chopper on this show, send your text now to 81199. Remember, he's mad.
I'm completely and irreversibly mad. Hey, hello, sailor. I'm completely and irreversibly mad. Hey, hello, sailor. I'm completely and irreversibly mad.
Let me know if this gets annoying.
I'm completely and irreversibly mad. Hey, hello, sailor.